Getting back to reality is never easy, is it? But should our escape from it be the only place we find peace? Can you find peace in the midst of your chaos? We want to get away from reality because, let's face it, the day-to-day reality for some of us is tough. If you're not in the middle of a struggle, you may have just come out of one or be about to head into one. Even apart from our struggles, life can still be full of daily chaos. So we seek an escape. We crave respite from the routine to get away to a place where there is no stress, obligation, or worry. We took a week to get away to the beach. Those days were filled with sleeping in, swimming in the ocean, awe-inspiring sunsets, salty air, sand in our toes, big belly laughs with my family, and even one night we were blessed after a rainfall to see one of the biggest, brightest, and most beautiful rainbows we've ever seen. There were so many moments of living in the moment because our hearts were full of joy. We saw the beauty around us. We weren't distracted. We were focused on each other and the moments we had together, and we didn't want to miss a one. Fast forward to coming home. You know what happens. Moms start cleaning, putting stuff away, and doing the laundry. Dads start paying bills, checking email, and stepping back into work to-do lists and tasks. The kids disappear to their rooms, and you're lucky if they come out for meals. Our first day back to reality was pretty typical, but then I took some time to watch a podcast with my husband. I was already beginning to feel a little burdened by the idea of coming back to reality when the host began talking about the very same thing, but from a much different perspective. He flipped the script a bit and pointed out that reality is not the drudgery of every day or the mundane tasks and stressors. Reality is actually the real life moments we so often miss because we are focused on the chaos, stress, fear, division, and drama the world is constantly throwing at us. If you are a believer in Jesus, your hope, your peace, your joy, and rest shouldn't only be found in your escape of reality. It is found right smack in the middle of it. Life, beautiful life-giving moments are all around us. How we see our circumstance or what we choose to focus on each day is what makes all the difference in how we live it out. We do need quiet moments with the Father away from the crowd, but at the same time, we should find rest in our storms, strength as we face our giants, and peace as we water walk our way toward Jesus through the unknown. In the Old Testament, King David tried to escape his reality. He was running for his life from King Saul. You can read more about that in 1 Samuel 21 and 22. He was alone and ended up hiding among the enemy. When they began to realize who he was, David acted straight up crazy and was able to escape to a cave. It's in this cave David wrote Psalm 142. Look it up. Go read it. You may not be on the run escaping from a crazy king trying to kill you like David was, but I know you can relate to the words he wrote in that cave. Psalm 142, 5. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Right now, in this moment, no matter where you are in the land of the living. In your current reality, God is your refuge. No matter how dark your cave, God is with you and he offers you rest. He is your portion. And even though you may not see past this moment, there is no need to escape it because God is walking you through it and painting you beautiful sunsets along the way if you simply lift your head and heart to him to see it. That's the truth. While vacations, a break in the routine, and focus time with family are always a good thing, there's no need to escape your reality to find peace. Run to God in the middle of it, and you will find refuge in every single day. I'm Lori Klein.